Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful healing session tonight. Today is Friday, and this normally is like our paranormal night. If you want to call in, you certainly can ask some questions. So we'll first do some emotional clearing. So since we're at Friday, the end of the week, we'll do from Monday to now. So here we go. Think of a situation. We'll see if we can clear that trauma away from you so you can be more balanced. So Monday cleared, Tuesday cleared, Wednesday cleared, Thursday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. If you have any problems with your feeling body, you may want to also request the same healing. And here we go. Monday cleared, Tuesday cleared, Wednesday cleared, Thursday cleared, Friday cleared. Let's do a pain body. So Monday cleared, Tuesday cleared, Wednesday cleared, Thursday cleared, and Friday cleared. And let's see what else we can do here. Let me just check the fast chat here, see if anything is listed here from people. Okay, nothing yet, but let's do a chakra alignment. So here we go, everybody. Let's first do your animals, if you have any pets or animals. So we'll just assume that they have the chakras too like we have, okay? So here we go. Heart center, reposition that in your animals. And here we go. You have to think of them actually to have the connection made. And throat chakra. And third eye. I'm sure cats love this one. Okay, going down now to the power chakra. Second chakra and first chakra. There we go. Now for us two-legged, here we go. And heart chakra, moving that around. And throat chakra, third eye, power chakra. There's some issues there with some people. Here we go. Second chakra and first chakra. Great. Do an opening now. I'll use the word spin to open up the chakras. Here we go. So strong, spin, 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 spin. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, spin, open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. And second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Make sure that you're in your body properly. We're going to take you out of your body just momentarily, put you back in again. So coming out and in. There we go. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on, Sylvia. Are you out there, Sylvia, in cyberspace?
Yep, I'm out here in cyberspace, and I just got put onto the call, so I hope everyone's doing well and having a wonderful week. And this is a night to have some beautiful divine healings and to connect with your own divinity within you in your heart center. And also to get into some wonderful discussions about the Creation Lightship, about the healings, and also about, often on Friday night, we like to talk about different paranormal experiences that people have had and how maybe we can see those in a little bit of a different light or a new way of looking at those. So it'll be a lot of fun. And I think after the radio show tonight, for those of you that would like to participate, I believe that there is a free Q&A call going on. Is that true, Ron?
Yeah, we'll have that this evening. So it'll be after the BBS program, and it'll take me 5 minutes or so to get on that. But the phone number, if you'd like to type it into the fast chat, somebody, or just take your own notes on a piece of paper, it's 646-519-5800, 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009, and then the pound sign. So if you have any questions about the lightship, about healings, et cetera, just come on. And it's really nice for the newcomers to actually come on the program who are just kind of curious. You can also ask questions naturally. And other people can also give their input on what they've experienced in the past from various healings. So we'll be doing that in about an hour from now. So let's do some more healing here. I'll run some energy here of life force energy for everybody. I'll run some red energy to you. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right, I also wanted to invite people to call in, especially this is really fun on Friday night, particularly if you've had any kind of paranormal experience that you'd like to discuss with Ron and maybe ask about. And since we're on Station 2, the phone number to call for BBS is area code 415-762-1161. Again, that's 415-762-1161. And if you heard Ron announce that other phone number a few minutes ago, that's for after we get off the air tonight. So for right now, if you'd like to call in, come on live and talk to Ron. The number is 715-762-1161. So I am still working on being able to see the fast chat. That's another way you can communicate with us. And, Ron, I can't see the questions right at the moment because my fast chat's not cooperating, but I'm working on getting that together. So in the meantime, I want to say hi to everyone who is on the fast chat here. I've finally been able to get mine up here. So I see we have Jason and Heo and Marcy and Thomas and Stephanie. And welcome, everyone. So as soon as we get Ron back on, we'll carry on with the discussion and the healing samples. So far, if you're just tuning in, Ron did a emotional clearing, a feeling body clearing, a pain body clearing, and also, I don't think he's ever done this on the air before, but he did a chakra clearing for our pets and animals and also for ourselves. So that was really great. And then just recently brought in some beautiful red energy to help everyone get their energy going. And if you're new to this, a great thing to do during the hour is to go to the Creation Lightship page. And you will see there, as you scroll down the page, a beautiful light being that's from the Creation Lightship. And she was actually drawn by an artist who was on the Lightship for healing. And throughout the hour, you can sometimes experience the light beings coming through that with energy or with other energy that Ron brings through, like peace energy and so on. But as you watch the drawing, you'll see actually colors change. You'll see more of a three-dimensional effect. You'll see light coming out of the eyes and make particular attention to your heart center, and that's where you're going to feel the connection there. Don't try to figure it out with your mind. Just be there and connect with your heart center.
So anyway, let's do a clearing here. Let's energize the light beam. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. It's about an inch or so on the scroll bar going down. So again, just go to that now, and we'll go down to see it get energized. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's run some energy into the light beam for everybody. And again, we're going to bring in some of the, we'll bring in some pink energy this time. So here we go. So count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I see a question here about the orbs, to explain them. So far what I've received is that the orbs are the extension, like the ground crew, little scouts, if you would, from the jellyfish energy that rests on the top of your head. And there could be, you know, hundreds of jellyfish up there. If you saw the movie Avatar, you saw them floating around, bouncing around. connecting to the bodies of people. So these are the way that they come into you. If you have a problem with your skin, maybe a sunburn, a scar, a blemish or something where the auric field of your skin is breached, the orbs come in and connect to your cellular memory. And that's how they get information to the jellyfish energy. And then from there, it brings this energy forth in your dream state a lot of times and also connects with other people in the mind matrix to transmit energies up to your psychic billboard. And this is how you have your experiences. So they tend to do that. So that's what they're for. We're going to be putting up on the website at some point here with it to clean your auric field of your skin and to close it off. That'll be necessary to get rid of these things from connecting to you. So that's the orb energies. Like I said before, they normally, are around in pictures, photographs of people, and they show up a lot, during, say, contact with alien ships, et cetera, crop circles. And so I just see them as an extension of the jellyfish energy. So let's see here. I'll talk about the events that we have coming up. So this coming next month, July, we're going to be having the 28-hour healing marathon session for body rejuvenation, so to speak. And it's $200 for one person. And if you have a mate living at home, it's, say, $100. And then children under 18 at home are free. So it's a wonderful time to have a lot of these energies taken off of you. You can also go to the website. It's $30. And you can go on the Alien Attack page and go to the Parasitic Life Forms if you wish to experience some of these. If you wish to do it free, you can go on and get some samples done. It's not as good as going on the website, but it'll give you a sample clearing. We have two of those BBS shows on the very top of the website in green. Just use a drop-down box and click on it. And two of those particular boxes there that you click on will give you two BBS shows. One of the shows, I believe, is 11:30:08. The other one is 10:10:09, where we're releasing these from people. So what happens is when you have them released, you feel better. A lot of times your stomach will shrink. If you have anything crawling underneath your skin and you feel things moving inside of your body, that's because these energies are there. So the process is we go to the quarantine room outside the light ship because the light ship only allows light. So when these things are inside of you, you can never have a healing done by the light because the light will not allow you to come onto the light ship. So these things are removed from you. They go out and find the bits and pieces of you. Remember, the dark side can, slice and dice your spirit and yourself. Also, dark side practitioners do that a lot. And they try to find the parts of you and put you back together again. The light has to have this full integrity. This is what ascension time is to find the parts that are taken to the darkness. And that way the darkness gets out of the light also. So I guess I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia. But if you're really interested, the $30 a month Alien Attack part of the website is a lot of people's lifelines, and including the aliens that are working, living in people, that happens. We've talked about that before, and living around you that you can't see, and they use the website as you use it to help heal themselves, maybe even their whole race. So you can also go on to the website to the Darkness to Light clearing and help to release these beings also or have them go into the light. So it's very beneficial. And this is what is needed. Because all the darkness doesn't know about the light. In fact, if you were to see the light, just seeing it and how it works, if you were in the darkness, you would see actually probably some of your friends who try to go there to do battles or anything else. They're exterminated, they're terminated. And so that could be scary for some of the beings, and this is the way they can come back into the light or at least come to the light for the first time by going on to this special clearing that's free, and it will help you also. So some people feel energies inside of them or darkness around them, and that just could be because they want to come into the light. They have no way to do it. They see you as a gateway, and naturally you can't take them there, but they do see the light in you, so you attract them. And you can go onto the website and get yourself cleaned out too. So it's a wonderful thing. And in the quarantine rooms, you get a lot of work done. You're on the light shift for the whole month, along with just being on the calls. You know, on Sundays it's 8 hours, three back-to-back Sundays, starting the 18th of next month for three consecutive Sundays. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay. I know we had someone typing in on the fast chat asking about a 1-800 number for calling into BBS, and to my knowledge, we no longer have that. For the Friday night number, it's just the 415 area code, which is a San Francisco, I believe, area code. So it's 415-762-1161 if you'd like to call in. Again, 415-762-1161. And I believe I also saw that Marianne was asking for what the number is to just call in and listen, and I'm not sure what that's referring to. Do you have any idea, Ron?
Yeah, BBS actually has two phone numbers that you can call in on to listen to the program if you don't have your computer. So we have it in the fast chat here. The number tonight is 712-432-0075, and then you're prompted with a PIN number again, which is 318116 in the pound sign. So that would be for, I believe, station 2. So let's look for
her to
be
out
there. So who's
yes,
there?
Hi, Ron. Hi, this is Randy in Colorado.
Hi, Randy. Welcome.
Hello.
And do you have a question or request for Ron?
Well, I do. I do have a question. I also have a comment. I was on the my family was on the weekend call, and it was the first weekend call that they did regarding the orbs. And as Ron knows, I recently had some surgery and was having a tough time healing. And it was about a month after the surgery that I had, and all of a sudden, you know, I went through this clearing of the orbs, and it was like that was like the jump start of the healing process. So just wanted to say thank you for that. And then also, if I may, I do have a question.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Can you hear it? Oh, okay. While this was when you were in New York, Ron, I had a dream, and I think it might have been an abduction or something being transferred to a parallel world, but. As you know, I had surgery in late April, and I had this dream, and I was just playing with somebody, and all of a sudden I turned around, and the atmosphere totally changed to one where there was snow and rock and very alien, and all of a sudden, the funny part is, all of a sudden the Jaws music starts going on. But everybody was really dead serious, and I saw this crocodile that looked like an alien. Not looked like an alien. It you know, that's what my whole being told me. This is an alien. You know, you have to disappear here. So I fell to the ground, and I basically pretended to be dead, and I held my breath even, and it came over to me. It put its hand over my back, and it says, "Oh, what do we have here?" And it was referring to a pacemaker that I recently had put into my body. And then right then I just felt this really hard slap in the middle of my back, and I felt this in real life as well. And then I realized, I've stopped breathing, and I started to take, breaths, trying to catch my breath. And then I was fearful that this thing, knew I was just faking, being dead. And so, and then I woke up, and then I tried to figure out what had exactly happened, and I wondered if you have any thoughts on that.
Okay.
John, are you with us?
So,
oh, there we
go. I could only hear part of that. Was it?
Sorry.
What I heard, I believe, was that you had a slap on your back. And this alligator or crocodile actually attacked you. Is that correct?
Well, it ran its hand over my back, and it sensed, and it even said, "What do we have here?" And it was in regards to a pacemaker, and that I have, and then I felt this. I'm sorry. I felt this slap on my back, and that's when I woke up.
So you had a parallel lifetime where the energy slapped you on the back?
I think so.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me as you're talking here. So things do bleed through, so you're probably actually having the conscious awareness of a parallel lifetime, and it bled through into this
okay.
one. Remember, they control the time, so you could be in, thousands of lifetimes at one time. The way I could describe that is like having a prism, and you know how you can take light and go through a prism and have different rays of colors come out of that. So if you look at that, each one of those could be a parallel lifetime. And you could be doing the same thing in each parallel lifetime that you're in. And sometimes they'll actually bleed through and get superimposed on top of each other in the same time sequence. So you probably were actually experiencing that physically in that lifetime. And a lot of times you don't get that awareness of it.
I truly felt it in real life. I woke up and I could tell I was, I was catching my breath still, and while the pain was just momentary, just very quick, I definitely felt it. And I was like, oh, wow, what was that?
Okay, so let's do a healing here. So anybody who's had a parallel life that they know about, or maybe you have pain, in your body, let's just release it now. So I'll count to 10. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So you should be disconnected from that now. So let's bring back your physical body from that parallel lifetime and also your spirit. So we're going to count to 10 to bring those back. So we head on to the website, too, the Be Here Now Clearing, which is free. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, does that help you at all?
Yeah, I feel very, very calm. Very good.
Great. Okay. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Ron.
So, you out there, Sylvia?
I am. I want to say a thank you to Randy for calling in, and that was really interesting about the orb clearing and the other clearings that we received on the weekend call being really instrumental in turning a corner for you on the healing after your surgery. So thank you for sharing that. That was great.
Yeah, and the orbs, yeah. Since they're probably the jellyfish energies, connecting, once we got those off, that's why that got probably jump-started with you, is because they were taking your life force and or connecting to you, maybe even with the incision. Remember, the orbs connect to incision energies or areas in your body. And that's probably what happened. We got them off of that location so that you're not being drained of your life force energy.
Great. So along the lines of the website clearings, we have some questions on the fast chat right now about the, I think, the same type of clearings, the alien life form clearings on the website. And Peter is wondering if you can explain how the timelines work, and he has a couple other questions about that.
Okay, timelines. We have one master timeline, which is what we're in. So we're down here in a time-based reality controlled by, we'll just say, in races, okay? Now, naturally, they're all competing for our life force energy and our spirit energy, so they also have their own timeline. And this is why you see things happen to you before your eyes, things materialize where it wasn't there before. So we're living many timelines, and this one here can be actually separated. Remember, they can take you and stop time. And, in fact, you might just slap your hand or something right now, everybody, and just see if you get a better conscious awareness of what I'm talking about. If you happen to be more awake, you can also pinch yourself, but some people may not feel that and may get bruised, so you want to be careful. So, you know, just pinch yourself or tap your body so that will bring you back into your body here. And if you feel a higher awareness of consciousness, that means that you are not here, but you're still listening to the program. So, who was listening to the program, number one? So if you tap yourself and you say, yeah, you know, I'm here now, then where were you? You're still in your seat in a clone body, listening with the memory. Remember, they clone you. And your spirit's cloned also. Your emotional body's cloned. Your mental body's cloned. But you really were not listening. But you thought you were here. And to everybody else around you, if you had a room full of people, they would still see you sitting there. So what they can do is stop time. And once they stop time, then they can, that momentary turn up, like turning the switch off, you could be turned off for a year in their time. What can they do to you in a year? Okay? It could be minutes, but it could even be a year. So they can do a lot of experimentation with you. You know, the most common thing is that women have their eggs stolen. Actually, I use the word stolen because you didn't offer to have them done freely. No alien came to you and said, can I take your eggs? And you say yes or no, but they're taken from you. It goes along with sperm. You could be used as a experiment for different types of things. A lot of people have children up with the different alien races, which is very common. A few people know about their children. They actually are able to see them. That's just kind of maybe a little more scary for the women, I think. I don't think men are too much attached to that, but, you know, you could be a sperm donor up there if you're a man, and they're taking your stuff. And what happens is they're just trying, in a sense, from their standpoint, to make maybe a better species for themselves. So they have the hybrids, which is what we call them down here, which could be part of their alien race, you know, and our human race put together, you know, and they want to look for a different life form. How or why, it's hard to say. I don't get into that. All I know is that it happens. So this is what happens during the time that you're not here. This is why you always want to be in your body and be here. Getting back to the main teachings of Jesus, to be here now. You know, don't go out of your body. Don't pray outside of yourself. Because when you do, you become prey. And remember, if you're not here, where are you? And naturally, most people can say, I don't know where I was, you know, but the body still looks like it's here. And was the body gone? It could have been. Was the spirit gone? That's true, too. And that's a problem that we have here, is not being fully conscious, because the aliens stripped us of these special codings to keep us as smart as they are. So that's the problem. And we have interference. So the darkness interferes, but the light does not. And that's the main difference, is that the light gives you free choice, free will, and the darkness gives you all kinds of control, manipulation. And if you have a dream where you're going through stuff, you know, anxieties, et cetera, that is not of the light. So anything that you deal with where it's problems, anger, sadness, anything like that, then you know that you're not in the light universe, you're in the darkness. So,
I'd like to see if we have a, I think we might have a caller on. I heard a beep, and then we can discuss this more after that. But is there someone waiting on the line?
Yes. Hi, this is Victoria N. from Washington State.
Hi, thank you for calling, and do you have a question for Ron tonight?
Well, I probably will get to that, but if I just have to say thank you so much for that pet healing tonight. My little kitty cat has been, when the bad guys can't hit me, they try to hit her. So thank you so very much. That really helped her. And I've also been working with my spirit, when I even pet her to help her keep her little spirit in there and keep the, you know, the bad dark energies or whatever out so she can be who she is. And I caught myself thinking of her having a little spirit, and I just said, no, she's got a big spirit. And so it was really neat when you had that chakra clearing for the pet. So thank you so much. And if I may, I have another thing to share, if that's okay.
Please. Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Ron and Sylvia, I enjoy you guys so much, and Annika, and it just gets me stable for the rest of the week. And the other thing is, I am able to stop my body and my spirit from being taken from the to another parallel universe. Let me tell you why. I'm aware, as you were mentioning earlier, I'm aware of where stuff I wasn't aware of before, but I'm catching it before they take me. Even if it's just incredible. And I think the reason why I'm able to really catch it more quickly and not let them have a chance any more than a couple of seconds is because, you had a clearing and a healing, on one of the radio stations about be here now, command your body to be here now in the moment on planet Earth, and command your spirit, your divine spirit, to be here now in the moment on planet Earth. And that has given me so much more power. So, I mean, even when they pinprick me or something, you know, and I feel something weird, if I can, I do it instantly. And, of course, do the mind-to-heart drop. But it's just so, these are such powerful tools to use to stay alive with my spirit and my body I'm just winning like crazy. I'm just, sometimes when we start winning, we get afraid that we might start losing because you're not supposed to be this happy. And that's just part of the dark agenda. We are supposed to be happy. This planet was made for us to have our spirit to make within us the way you guys are, the way the Creation Light Ship and the way Ron and you guys are and Sylvia and Annika and all you guys are helping us do. And the light beams, it's so fabulous. And I had a dream, but I was awake when I had the dream. I saw on all of the bus benches, www.creationlightship.com. I saw on billboards, www.creationlightship.com. Now, and maybe that was, I plan to help make that happen, Ron, so I'm committed. Thank you so very much. Words can't express it. That's it.
Well, thank you very much. That was great, and I really appreciate that feedback. Anything you'd like to add, Ron?
Well, that sounds good to me.
Likes the billboard parts, yeah. Well, it's personal empowerment that people can have when they're connected back to their own divinity within themselves is what's really needed. So that's what...
The first thing that I find is that, or the sad thing, I should say, is that people don't know how bad off they are, and they don't understand and really get what we're doing. And the mind-controlling implants that have been in for so long makes people not want to understand the truth, and those take them sideways. and it's really, you know, it's almost impossible to change somebody's belief system. So most people have been here for probably 50,000 years, so that's a lot of beliefs of your ancestors. And so you're trying to come out of this past belief system that's ingrained in every one of your cells. And, you know, when I do these radio programs, to me they're all about the same. We do sample healing, we talk about the light shift, and, you know, it might take you a bunch of times to finally get it. Maybe I say a word or two a little differently, and all of a sudden you catch on. And that's, you know, probably just the way it is. That's why I keep doing the radio programs. And so many people think that the light came out of the darkness, which is the main problem, I think. And so they think of duality and light, and there's no such thing as duality and light. It's all creation. And the creation energy is not yourself. It can never be duality. But there's so many false teachings out there, and they do make sense. You know, if somebody told you that, yeah, in order for you to have a reflection, you have to have maybe a positive result in your life or a negative result to see the other. And that does make sense mentally, but remember, you're working in the mental realm, you're working in darkness. So it is true, but in pure light, it doesn't exist. So there's so many false teachings out there, and for me, the sad part is there's so many practitioners who just don't know what they're doing, what they're talking about, and they're trained either by the darkness, maybe trained because they've read so many books put out by the darkness, and it may look like a wonderful person who's brought these books out, but all they're doing is regurgitating somebody else's truth, and the truth is valid in the darkness, but they just keep bringing forth the same information in a different book told a different way. So if you just look at what Jesus talked about, kingdom is within, very, very simple, and don't go outside of yourself. And that's basically it. So, like I say, there'd be no Christian church here that would allow him to come in and talk or preach, and because he would first say, well, are you praying outside of yourself, you know? And that's the main thing. So right away, he would not be probably liked too well in any church that he went into. But the whole process is that some people are, you know, if you only have 20% of your body, of your spirit, it's very hard to have healings done on you. You know, the healings will work to a certain extent. But when you try to use your little spirit, which is disempowered anyway because of the darkness energies for being here for so long, and you try to get a little 20% of you to heal your whole body, it doesn't always work. This is why these healings that we do, especially the emotional clearing, allow your spirit to be more fully with you. And this is so important to have done. And, you know, that's what I start off with all the time is the emotional clearing. It's very, very necessary. So if you're listening, you're a first-time person listening, man, get that emotional clearing. It's $5 times your age. Online, it takes probably typically, depending on your age, but maybe up to a half an hour to do. And get that done so you can improve your life. You know, it's the best thing you can do for yourself. And that gets rid of probably about 95% of your baggage, your stuff, what you're repeating. So that's the whole process, you know. And remember, the darkness, you know, created duality. There's no duality in the light. And just know that the light, you know, does not judge anything. If the light judged something, then it would be the darkness. Because it can't judge any of its creations. Everything is in perfection. There's no such thing as divine order, divine right order. You know, that means that the light would have a certain way to work. It doesn't. It gives you free choice, and it gives you the free choice to choose darkness. It gives you free choice to go to church, to pray to these gods, these aliens. It gives you free choice to do spells and witchcraft. And this is the problem with humanity, is that they've taken on too much free choice, free will. And that's why we are in the state of affairs that we're in right now. And when you do that, you know, you start working with energies outside of yourself, then you're bringing in the aliens here, you know, maybe hundreds if not thousands of races to come in here to hurt humanity. So this is what's happening, is that we're in you know, the soup of stuff here, and you know, the Earth Spirit has to backpedal and get itself out of the darkness and do its ascension. And it has to work on itself first. But, you know, on the website we have free clearings. And, you know, by all means, take advantage of those. Do the aura protection. That will help you. Do the Be Here Now clearing. We have an emergency clearing. We have some free, you know, VBS radio programs that you can go to. And, you know, at least take advantage of these here. And you have to be committed to your life, to be in the life. You can't just do one or two things, you know, once a week and think that that's going to be enough for you because you put 1 hour or 2 hours of time in. You need to stay with it. So this is all I can tell you is to stay with these clearings and keep yourself empowered. Because the only power that you have is from your spirit. Nothing's outside of yourself. You're never going to see source energy come through on a billboard, we'll say, or being advertised on the radio that's going to show up at some, you know, stadium or something. You know, it's going to be there. You know, it doesn't channel to anybody because it can't. You already have it. It's up to you to find what you're missing, to rediscover that. And that's your spirit. And there's no such thing as a higher self or lower self or anything else, because that's in the duality system of the light of the darkness. So you have to understand that you are it. Nothing's outside of yourself. And this is what I attempt to tell everybody on almost every one of the radio programs, that it's up to you to choose the light, to be in the light. And you need to get your spirit integrated with you and your body. And that's the whole process for ascension. But the clearings that we have is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago to get you so you have a better life. So that's up to you if you wish to do that. And the light doesn't penalize you or reprimand you if you don't do it. You know, and that's just the way it is. You have to be willing to come forward. And most people don't understand, don't know, because they've had so much negativity brought forth from the darkness for all their lifetimes, and your poor body is having troubles with that. So that's the whole thing in a nutshell. But if you listen to the different radio programs on BBS Archives, then at that point you start to understand more fully what we're talking about. Remember, there's no predictions in the light, so if you hear any kind of prediction that something's happening, you know, whatever, an alien ship's going to be coming over Florida, you know, or over New York, you know, in a month from now, that's all darkness energies, because the light doesn't do that. The light has no predictions for the future. Everything is manifested in the present moment, and it changes moment by moment by moment. So whenever you hear a prediction, just know that the people are channeling or bringing forth an energy that's from darkness, and the energy could be 100% correct, but the light does not do that. So the light's never going to show up in a channeling. But the darkness will put you into the time frame, because we live in time here, and they will tell you all about what's going to be happening to you, to everybody here. And that information is valid because of the darkness telling you what they're doing to you. So anyway, let's bring up the light beam again, and I'll bring in some peace energy. So scroll down on your monitor screen about it. So on the scroll bar, and here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Oh, that feels great. And I wanted just to take a moment to say thank you very much to Victoria Ann for calling in and for that wonderful feedback about the pet healing and also the affirmations to help us be here in the now with our body and our spirit. And getting back to the question that Peter had about the timelines in using the online clearing of the alien attack pages, Ron, he was also asking if he purchases like a week of those clearings, is that just for him, or can he share that with others? Can he put in the names of a family member or something like that, I guess is the question. Do we still have you on, Ron?
Yes, I'm here.
Ron.
So that's
okay.
Michelle. Am I coming through?
Sometimes you are, and then it cuts you out. So the answer then is basically that's for one person.
Yes, that's just for one person. Uh-huh.
Okay. And we had questions from another listener on the fast chat about how the archives work. They were asking, like, let's say they're listening to the week of shows, but they miss Wednesday night, and can they go on the BBS archives and listen to that show, and will those energies work for them, even if maybe they've been a listener of the show and they've been following it for a while now.
Yes, the archives will work for everybody, and they'll last for probably about 2 months. And then after the 2 months of time, this is if you don't have any clearings done, okay? Because you're supposed to be understanding that you need to have clearings, so we're giving samples out. And that's why we have this VBS radio program to allow you to know what the light can do for you. So it's up to you to understand that. And typically, I would think that if someone listens to maybe a dozen or so archives within that time frame, they're going to finally catch on to what's going on because we have sample clearings on each one of those programs. But, you know, if you're a person that wants to get on all the time and do some free clearings, you know, off and on and for your, you know, for a long time, no, they'll stop after 2 months. The light ship knows that you're on there. So you're going to find that, you know, that these will not work. So I cannot typically use my energy for somebody who is not willing to help themselves. And you have to figure out a way to do the clearings. It's very sad if I had somebody out there listening right now who wanted to donate a lot of money or put me forward into auditoriums or someplace, I would do wonderful free healings for everybody. So if you know Bill Gates or, you know, Donald Trump or somebody or anybody like that who might be interested in financing me to go out, which is what I'm supposed to be doing, actually, then I would love to do that. But so far it's been over 5 years, and I have not had anybody come forward to finance me to go out to help other people. So this is why we have this radio program, which I have to pay for out of my own pocket each time I do a show, and it costs me money to educate you on how the light works. So from an accountant's point of view, they think I'm kind of, you know, what's wrong with me, you know? But I do have people doing clearings, and it does help out. You know, that's why we have sponsors, too, who come on the BBS program. But the main thing is that, you know, I would love to do free clearings. I do that all the time at my lectures and workshops for people. We cover a lot of information. I do them on this radio program. But you have to start, you know, getting moving to get yourself better. So if you only do one clearing in your life, you know, do the emotional one. If you can afford another clearing, then do the alien death barcode. If you're older, if you're over probably, say, 20 to 30, do that alien death barcode because you're going to feel younger. But the main thing is, if you forget about the ascension, you know, it could or could not happen in 2012. The whole thing is that you need to get the densities out of you that keep recycling in your life. And so the life that you're living is your ancestors. The dark side gave that to you. They set you up from square one. And you have all these traumas stored inside of your body. And each lifetime that the body, you know, is materialized here, it has problems from the ancestors. So you want to get that out of you. This is why the light ship's doing healings. So this is kind of it in a nutshell for me, I guess, to talk about this here. And you just need to come into your own power. And if you have trouble, say, making money, then by all means, go on the self-empowerment clearing. It's $50 for a month and a half, 6 weeks, if you want to stay on that. You know, it's how much you want to help yourself. And I think there's 37 or 39 drop-down boxes on that one, all different types of issues, and it all deals with mind. So this whole program is about clearing the mind energy out of you, and the mind is the darkness, and that's thoughts. And so where you want to be is you want to actually be in your heart center. So I'm going to do the mind-to-heart drop. And when you're there, you don't have any negative or positive thoughts. And you actually, where you want to get to is you want to drop yourself down into your heart. And then after you do that a bunch of times, then your heart chakra will tend to grow larger and larger. And then all of a sudden your whole body will be like a heart chakra. And that way your spirit can come more fully into everything of you. And then you're in peace. So the whole thing is to become peaceful. So here we go. Sit back and relax, and you want to take note of this if you can, so you can do it yourself. And we also have this on the website, too. This is what I call the mind-to-heart drop. I just count from 10 to 1. This is not hypnosis. that you can do yourself whenever you choose to. If you want to use the alphabet, you can do that too. A lot of people are used to elevators, and they see numbers go down, and they know what floor they're on. So this is very simple, and you're going to feel the energy move in your body, and we're taking, and your spirit is doing all the healing. So every healing done by the light shift has to work through your spirit. So it empowers your spirit to empower you to help you do healing. So here we go. I'm going to drop you down now, and you're going to go from 10 down to 1, and 1 is your chest area, your heart center. So here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. You should be peaceful now. Just think a thought. It should be out of your chest area, out of your heart center. And this is when you know that you're in your heart, because you can't think a negative or positive thought. You're in discernment and you're in peace. Remember, the light doesn't judge itself. And once you drop down there and you finally realize that, you go, wow, this is great. I have no judgment. This is what Jesus talked about. You have to be like a young child, which means you have to be innocent enough to come into this energy. And it's not a forceful energy. So, back to you, Sylvia.
I'll see if we can pick up a couple more questions before we end off. We had a question from Cool, I believe it was, earlier, and they were asking, what can we do to protect ourselves so that we don't pick up the and absorb the negative energies from other people around us? Any suggestions on that, Ron?
Okay, yeah. What you want to do to get rid of the negative energies around you, or to help protect yourself, I use the word shrink wrap. You want to take your energy of your body, whatever that means to you, and put it right to your skin, number one. You want to avoid physical contact with people. That's hugging and shaking hands, only because if you do that, they will slime you, okay? And you're going to be feeling the extraterrestrial energies coming into your body. So for the newcomers, you might go, I don't know about this here. That sounds pretty far out to me. But if you go on the 8-hour conference calls that we have on Sundays, you will understand. And we could talk about that, too, if you wish to come on our program that we'll be doing, a conference call, in the next probably 10 minutes here. And you can ask about that. So I'll give you the number again here. So protection, you can do the aura protection. That may help you somewhat. Your only protection is your spirit being fully in your body. But since most people are not fully in their body, then, you know, the aura protection is going to help you to a certain extent. And just try to avoid people's contact. And shrink wrap your energy, put it right to your body. So the phone number to call in on, I'll be on it probably about 5 after the hour or so, will be 646-519-5800. And then they'll prompt you for a PIN number, which is 9009, and then you hit the pound sign. So the main thing is that you want to keep yourself clean. And naturally, to do so, you want to get rid of the energies that are coming to you, and they come to you through people. Also aliens, but mainly, you know, we deal with people here that we can see physically, so we'll just kind of gear that question to that you don't want to have a lot of contact and get the bad Scoobies put into you from other people. And if you know people that are maybe a little more advanced, they normally just kind of do their little prayer hands, you know, and bow to people when they see them. You know, you can say namaste, and people understand that. And, you know, it works out very well. But, you know, when you're cleaned out enough, and you all know that when you have somebody touch you sometimes, maybe a real negative person, you might pick up a pain from their body. Well, that's something jumping into you. And you may not know what it is, but your body knows it as a pain. Well, there could be a lot more being transferred to you besides that. So that's kind of, you know, the thing in a nutshell, I think, is just to, you know, not touch people. if you can possibly do that. If you have a job doing massage work or something, then it's impossible. But you can do your, I now increase my life force energy, and you can also do the aura protection. And you want to definitely stay in your body. So I think our call's about over here on BBS program. So you can call in 646 for question and answers, 519-5800, PIN number 9009 and the pound sign. So back to you, Sylvia, before we sign off here.
And I'll just say that call is tonight, June 25th. So if anybody's listening to this as an archive, that wouldn't necessarily be the case of the call. But if you're listening live tonight, June 25th, then you can get on the free Q&A call in just about 5 minutes from now. But our time's up, so I'll just say blessings. Good night, everyone, and we will see you tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Pacific, Station 1 for Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. Blessings.